Cavalcade of Sports presentation.
Now, Papermate pens are guaranteed, unconditionally guaranteed. If your Papermate doesn't perform, we'll replace it.
For dependable writing, take a tip. Look for the two hearts on the clip. Buy a guaranteed Papermate. It's the dependable pen.
Everybody, this is Jack Buck with Carl Erskine at Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, welcoming you to another Big League Baseball game brought your way by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Gillette brings you Big League Baseball every Saturday, and such classics as the All-Star Baseball Game, NCAA Football Games, World Series, World's Invitational Match Game Bowling Championships, All-Star Bowling Tournament, Blue and Gray Football Game, the Rose Bowl Game, and the Feature Boxing Event of the Week every Friday night. This is our way of showing you how much we appreciate your support. Here we are in Kansas City, and the scene at home plate finds Joe Gordon, the manager of the Indians, with a big grin on his face, even though the Indians have yet to win a ball game this year. Bob Elliott, the manager of the Kansas City A's in his first year in that capacity, talking things over with the four umpires, Al Smith, who will be at the plate just walking out of your picture. Joe Paparella is at first base. The second base umpire is Ed Runge, and Johnny Rice is the third base umpire. It's a cool, windy, rather overcast day here as these two American League ball clubs battle. And two right-handers will be going at it. To tell you a little bit about them and who they are, here's Carl Erskine.
Hi, thank you, Jack. Two right-handers are now warming up. Barry Latman, who came over from the White Sox just this year, and he's down there hoping to get off to a good start today because he had an 8-5 year last year in a little over 100 innings. And I know he's out there today wanting to get started and get this number one win under his belt.
Dick Hall has already completed his pregame activities, Carl, and we've seen him before quite often.
Dick Hall, you recall, was an outfielder, Jack, and they converted him to a pitcher, and he came up with some arm trouble with Pittsburgh and was sent out. The other boys down on the field, Jack, looks like they're ready to get underway.
Right, Dick Hall will be going to the mound, carrying with him a rather fantastic record from last year at Salt Lake City. The Athletics wearing the white home uniforms. The wind blowing out toward left, as we told you, and we expect quite a few to be jumping out of this ballpark, unless, of course, the pitchers have anything to say about it. We'll set the lineup for you. First in left field, there's Bob Sir. Alongside Bob in center field is Bill Tuttle, a fellow who can really cover ground and get an idea of the distance at the same time, 421. Hank Bauer, one of the great names in baseball, is playing right field. The third baseman is a rookie, Bob Johnson. And another youngster is at the shortstop position. That's Ken Hamlin. He had quite a day yesterday with that club. Jerry Lumpy, a former Yankee, at second base. And yet another former Yankee, Norm Seaborn, at a strange position playing first base this afternoon. Back of the plate is the former National Leaguer, Harry Cheney, who is with the Cubs, number one catcher now for the A's. And on the mound, this big fella, 6'6", Nick Hall. And last year, his record was quite outstanding, 18-5. There is JoJo White coaching at third base for the Cleveland Indians. And Red Kress is the first base coach, talking things over with the umpire, saying, what do you have to do to win a game? The Athletics have won one and lost two. They lost two games to Chicago. Both games they felt they could have won. They had some bad breaks, they say. Meanwhile, Cleveland is 0-3, having lost the third game yesterday here to the Kansas City A's in the A's home opener 4-1. Here's Johnny Temple. Dick Hall on the mound. And the first pitch of the ball game is a ball. Temple's gotten off to a rather slow start. A scrappy little fellow who last year played second base for Cincinnati was involved in a trade with Cal McLish. One ball to count. And a strike now, 1-1. The outfield just about straight away for Temple. He hits the ball to all fields. He has only one out of 14. And there's nothing that a ball player likes any better than to get off to a good start and dislikes any more than to get off to a slow one. 1-1 to count. Low inside now. 2-1. You might seldom see a pitcher this size, Carl Erskine.
He's a big, tall boy out there. I'm sure he looks right down that hitter's throat up there. Strangely enough, as tall as he is, he's a low ball pitcher. And if he keeps that ball low, you'll see a lot of ground balls today.
Looks a little awkward, but has a good fastball going for him. There's a shot into right center. That looks like trouble and an extra base hit, and this couple can run those bases. And he's going to try for two. He's in there, and that's the way the ball game starts, with a shot into right center, a two-base hit for Johnny Temple. Temple jammed into that bag quite hard down there, as you can see. Number two is the shortstop. Hamlin. Second baseman is
number 37.
Mumpy.
Jim Pearsall. Center field.
Walter Bond, the rookie right fielder, made the play. Made it rather close. So Cleveland has a good opportunity to get off and running here. The batting order finds Temple and Al Pearsall. Walter Bond hitting third. Tito Francona batting the number four spot. Russ Nixon, the catcher. Vic Power at first. Woody held it short. Bubba Phillips at third. And Latman. Bauer in right field a while ago, to whom I referred. And it's a ball to Pearsall. Pearsall is getting an opportunity to play because Harvey Keene, just acquired from Detroit, is out of the lineup and will be for a couple of more days with a bad leg. Temple on at second base, and there's nobody out. Temple's a very fine base runner, aggressive ball player. He's able to get a good size lead off the second base. Foul on a play. Now the count goes to 1-1. All of the other teams are seeing action today, and we're going to keep you up to date on the progress of those games. John Seaburn, Lumpy, Hamlin, the shortstop, is just out of your picture. One ball, one strike. Two balls and a strike. His control record was fantastic last year.
I was just checking on it before the game today, and he only walked 28 men in the entire season last year, in which he won 18 and lost 5. And this is a contrast to what he was the year before at Pittsburgh when he had arm trouble.
Last year at Salt Lake City, it's a two-ball, one-strike count to Pearsall. There's a base hit in the right. Temple's going to hold up it at third, I believe, as Bauer comes up with it. First and third and nobody out. Boy, what a throw Bauer made right through the plate, but nobody out, and Temple wasn't taking any chances. In addition, he had to make certain that ball was going to be in there. First and third now. Nobody out and two consecutive hits off the ball.
Well.
Now here's Walter Bond.
Bond.
A rookie who's broken in great fashion for the Indians.
Bond.
Another big fella. He's about 6'5". First and third. Kansas City infield moves in. Either for a play at the plate or for the double play. Outfield way around to the right and deep for Walter Bond, who takes it for a ball.
You know, you can either, as a pitcher, be afraid of a big fella, or you can take the positive approach, Jack, and say, boy, what a strike zone this guy has.
Usually they try to jam a fella this size, Carl.
Left-handed hitter to a right-handed pitcher, the left-handed hitter often steps into the ball. And in doing so, it's advantage to the pitcher to pitch him tight.
There's Temple on third base. Another runner on first. Pearsall very fast. Nobody out. There's a strike, 1-1. Paul needs the pop out of the crankout right now. Harry Cheedy yelled something out to his pitcher. First and third, nobody out. The ball game just started. We had a double and a single. One ball, one strike to count. A real good cut, fouled it off. A real good fastball and a good cut. Hit his best shot that time.
I have a feeling this fellow swings a little like Sam Jones we were talking about last week. He has almost as fast a backswing as he does across the plate. I saw Cheedy move out of there on that foul tip.
Walter Bond in the hole. There's Pearsall being held close, which gives the left-handed batter a lot of room through the right side of the infield. Foul out of play. This is what a ball club really enjoys when they have a fellow like Walter Bond come into camp just for a look-see and find him to be so good that you can't cut him off the ball club. They're playing him in right field and batting him in the number three spot. Tito Francona will be next. Try to get the strike on the inside corner and ran the count to 2-2 now. Kansas City infield of Johnson, Hamlin, Lumpy, and Seaburn. Looking for that double play ball. A good view as the umpire sees it. There's a base hit, and the run is in, and let's see if Pearsall tries for third. He stops as Bauer fires it back in. Three straight hits off of Dick Hall, and Walter Bond drives in the first run of the game. 1-0, Cleveland. Temple across the plate. Pearsall, one of the fastest, was compelled to stop at second base on the strength of the good throwing arm of Hank Bauer. And now here's Tito Francona, the left fielder. Francona has 4 out of 14 in this young season. And already they're throwing in the Kansas City bullpen, which is way beyond the center field fence. First and second. Nobody out, a run in. The Indians lead the A's 1-0. Outfield deep to the right for Francona. Out of play into the seats.
Jack, we're just mentioning earlier that Bob Hall was a low ball pitcher when he was at his best. And these three base hits in this first inning have all come on pitches above the hitter's belt. I'm sure that this is one of the reasons that these fellows have hung out three solid line drives during the first inning.
They all have been well hit. Francona hit 20 home runs last year. There's a good strike. That's two of them. Tito has something to say to Al Smith, played umpire. Pearsall on at second base. Walter Bond on at first. Nobody out and a run in. A nothing two pitch. It's a ball. 1-2 now. He's hoping for that double play to change the inning, get the momentum going in the other direction. You see Seaburn playing behind the runner at first. One ball, two strikes. Francona hits it on the screen. They're getting some good cuts at this guy.
This fellow's around the plate all the time, and the hitter walks in there, especially after two or three base hits. Momentum starts rolling for a ball club, and each guy walks up there, swings a little harder than the last one.
That's a good view of the power-hitting Francona with 20 home runs and 79 RBIs last year for the Indians, looking for his first homer this year. One ball, two strikes. Took a little off the pitch. Breaking ball, runs a count to 2-2. This is the second stop in our Big League Baseball parade. Last week, we were fortunate enough to be able to show you Sam Jones' one-hitter, and I wonder what's going to happen today. The Indians have gotten off to the good start. Having scored one already. 2 men on. Nobody out. There's ball three. 3-2 with nobody out, and Dick Hall's getting in a peck of trouble. Harry Cheedy goes to the mound. A worried man right at this point. We'll keep an eye on the runners for you. Pearsall on at second and Bond on at first and see if they're breaking with this 3-2 pitch. There's nobody out. They're not going. Ball four. Bases loaded, nobody out. Ancona gets to first base the easy way. He's on first. Walter Bond is on at second. Pearsall is on at third, and Bob Elliott. There's Bond at second base.
Now batting.
Pearsall talking to JoJo White and going to the mound to talk to his pitcher.
Catcher.
Is the Kansas City manager, Bob Elliott.
I was anxious to get a chance to see Bob again, as I did before the game today. Bob is back in the big leagues after some time away. He managed out at Coast Lake last year. And I'm sure he's got a few things on his mind out there on the hill right now. Bob Trowbridge is still throwing out in the bullpen. I'm sure that Elliott is now motioning for Trowbridge. So here in the first inning, Bob Hall had a little shaky start. He didn't retire a man. He gave up three hits. A walk, one run. I know he's saying to himself, Jack, that his big legs are just like I left them. They're rough to cope with.
That's right, Carl. And gee, it hurts. There's a fellow who labored hard in the minor leagues trying to get another shot. Filed a fine record, high classification ball, and then worked hard this spring. Looking for his first start of the season, and he gets it. He gets nobody out here in the first inning, the Indians having scored a run. On a double, two singles and a walk, have the bases loaded, and here comes a Kansas City pitcher, and that's right in style, isn't it?
And, well, yeah, I never talk about the good old days when I played ball, but I'll say this. It was a long walk from the bullpen when I used to come in, and early in my career, I can recall my knees shaking a little bit on that long walk to the mound.
Wonder if he's got the radio on, listening to a little soothing music as he comes in. Or maybe he's listening to another ball game. Base is loaded, nobody out, and it's a tough situation to inherit. With Russ Nixon due to be the Cleveland batter. Well, they didn't break any speed limits with that car, that's for sure. I wonder what the speed limit is in the ballpark.
There's a good shot of the Kansas City ground crew's artistic ability. They've used the chalk lines to draw baseballs and letters KC and so on. Here comes Bob Trowbridge now into your picture. Bob, incidentally, is a National Leaguer who came over here to Kansas City, and he also is a sinker ball pitcher. I know he'll be trying to get this next hitter to hit the ball on the ground. Could have been a reason, Jack, that they brought Trowbridge in. Paul was having trouble getting the ball down. There was no chance for him to infield play or a double play. This may have influenced his opponent and brought Trowbridge.
Well, Dick Hall didn't last very long, and here's Bob Trowbridge, who last year, for the past few years, was at Milwaukee. So this afternoon, we're dealing with a lot of former National Leaguers, and when we check the athletics periodically, we'll be referring to the fact that he's a former Yankee, and when we deal with the Indians and consider the trading activities of Frank Lane, why, the past records of these ball players will all turn out to be very interesting, I'm sure. Even the ballplayers were buzzing about some of the most recent trades. Carl, ordinarily ballplayers don't talk too much about it. They're not too concerned. But the trades had such impact this past week that the Cleveland players were talking about them.
Well, there were surprising trades and some big names involved. This makes for an uneasy feeling, Jack, if you're a ballplayer and you wonder whether you should send your laundry out or not.
There's Frank Conan at first. Walter Bond running at second base. Pearsall on a third. There's nobody out. One run in. And the batter is the Cleveland catcher, Russ Nixon. The infield back, the outfield deep, and around to the right. Strike. Put that ball by him. Trowbridge's first pitch with their good one. Nixon wasn't wasting any time. Nixon, you remember, is the fellow that was involved in that trade between the Indians and the Red Sox, with Sammy White being the other player. Then White quit. The deal was canceled, and Nixon came back to Cleveland. Up there with the bases loaded. One and one now. Hank Bauer is very deep in right. Bill Tuttle is shaded over into right center. There's quite a gap in left center between Tuttle and Sir. One run in, and the Indians leading. Bases loaded, nobody out. One and one the count. There's a double play ball. One ball. A pop fly on the shortstop. And now people are going to got a boat. Well, that's the kind of a break a pitcher needs, Carl.
That's the pitcher's best friend. Bucknell and Hamlin came up with two fine plays yesterday to start double plays. He looks like a sure bet to fill that shortstop.
Nixon didn't get good hood on that ball. It was an easy liner. Here's Mick Power, former athletic, and stands around him a little bit here. Cleveland first baseman, he's gotten off to a pretty good start. First and third now with two out. What a shot. Sounds like the fans would like to see him strike out, and what a job it will be if Trowbridge can get him. Outfield deep straight away, and field back with two out. There's Pearsall on at third base. Francona's on at first. In the dirt, and a nice block by Keeney. Pearsall goes halfway home and gets back. Keeney held the ball. Keeney didn't want to throw, but the other runner went down to second base. Francona goes to second on the wild pitch. Pearsall came halfway down the line, and Cheney did a tremendous job on that wild pitch in that he blocked the ball and kept it out in front of him, which is the big item that a catcher must contend with. Keep it out in front of you, control the situation. The count runs to 1-1. Power hits one to third. Big hop. Nice play. Got it. Started off to be a big hop, and then the ball didn't come up to the third baseman Johnson. He got Power, and fine pitching by Bob Trowbridge. One run on three hits. No errors, and two men left. So, at the end of the first half inning, the score is Cleveland 1, the Athletics nothing.
Here's Quentin Reynolds, world-famous reporter and author.
I really got news for you. I'm here to give you a report on the slickest shave I ever got in my life. It's all due to this wonderful new Gillette Super Blue Blade. They tell me that this blade is a result of years and years of research, and I can well believe it. Because with this blade, you scarcely know you're shaving. As a matter of fact, easy does it. Your razor all but floats across your face with this new Gillette Super Blue Blade. It's especially made for men like me with tough beards or tender skin. But you men with average skin and beard can expect comfort like you've never had before. But you really have to try it yourself to appreciate what I mean.
Yes, give the Super Blue Blade a try. You're in for a new shaving experience with a Gillette adjustable razor, $1.95, or a dispenser of 10, 69 cents.
Here's the Kansas City batting order. Bill Tuttle leading off. Jerry Lumpy hitting second, Hank Bauer third, Norm Seaborn fourth. Here's Bill Tuttle. And Bob Serve hits fifth. Harry Cheney, the catcher. Bob Johnson. Ken Hamlin batting eighth. And then Trowbridge, who has come out in place of Paul. Barry Lapman, the pitcher. Former White Sox, about to throw his first pitch for the Indians. Slow. Tuttle has 3 out of 14, an outstanding defensive ball player. Another one down there, ball two. Cleveland leading 1-0. Temple double to start the game with the third on a base hit by Pearsall and came home on a base hit by Walter Bond. Two balls, no strikes to count. Popped up. Should be easy. It's foul. The catcher is there. Nixon. Now Power chases him away and makes the catch. Nixon was calling for it, but it's always easier for the first baseman. You like to see him chase that catcher off if he gets a chance.
That's right, Jack. Most of the time, the first baseman has a better shot because he's coming in on the ball and not going away. The ball isn't going away from him. He's coming in to meet it. This is Jerry Lumpy, Jack, ready to take his licks.
Jerry Lumpy, the second baseman. One out and nobody out. Good one. Got behind the first hitter and now gets ahead of Lumpy. Indians came up with three hits in that first inning. What a job that Trowbridge did. Out of play. Strike two.
Well, somebody got a souvenir there, Jack.
Easy way. He's lounging up there in the grass. Picked up that baseball. No balls, two strikes.
Youngster has a tough time at the ballpark today, Jack. Outrooting all the adults that after him. That's a foul ball.
Yeah, they ruin $100 suits, $30 hats, trying to get a 275 baseball.
One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody out. Good shot of Lumpy.
2-2.
Russ Nixon is the Cleveland catcher. The plate umpire is Al Smith. Barry Lattman involved in the trade for Herb Score. Ready to fire the 2-2. Full count now. There's Hank Power, who already has been taken into the hearts of these Kansas City fans. He'll be up there next. 3-2 the count. The Athletics are a rundown. That's a high pop fly into short right. Here comes Walter Vaughn on the run. Look out, he held it. Vaughn caught the ball. No, it was Power. Power caught the ball, and Big Vaughn hit him from behind, but he still held the ball. Duffel couldn't get in on the play. The ball was fair when it was caught.
Power must be the chairman. He's taking all those pop-ups.
Yeah. Big Vaughn shook him up a little bit out there.
Power.
Power taking a little time coming back to his position there at first base as Hank Bauer steps in. In fact, they're going to call time to see if Power's shaken up at all. He's taking it very, very easy coming in.
Looked as though he got stepped on in that shuffle down there. About three of them were trying to stand on the same spot under that ball.
Okay, he's all right. Back at his position, and there are two out. Ball one. One to nothing. The Indians lead the A's. Changed up on him and he fouled it on the screen. Evens the count, 1-1.
I asked Hank around the batting cage before the game if he made the deal to come to Kansas City or George Weiss. This is Hank's home and I know he's happy about being here.
As much as he didn't miss out on the World Series money last year. Foul again. These A's have a rather formidable ball club. Couple of youngsters in the infield. There's Norm Seaborn waiting to hit next. One ball, two strikes to count. Bat Barry Lattman breezing through this first inning. Out of there and then couldn't get back in, and down they go in order. Three up and three away in the first inning for the Kansas City Athletics. And so at the end of the first inning, the score is Cleveland 1 and Kansas City nothing.
Just twist that dial and you're all set with the adjustable razor. With the adjustable razor by Gillette. Super safe, so easy, fast, and clean. So try it and see what we mean.
Second inning of the ball game. Kansas City Municipal Stadium. Harry Cheedy, the catcher. Bob Trowbridge on the mound. And Mr. Woody Held gets ready to step in and start the second frame. See, Al Smith, the plate umpire, uses that inflated chest protector. Woody Held, the shortstop, the batter.
Woody Held.
Very few of the umpires use the inflated job. Bob Trowbridge, first one here. It's the ball.
I think you'll find in the American League, Jack, they use this outside protector the most. Jock O'Connell's the only call I know in the National League that uses it.
Woody Held takes another one low. Held had 29 home runs last year.
has none so far this year, two hits out of 11 trips. Nobody on or out in the second inning. Trying to get a breaking ball over when he's behind and bend the count to 3-0 now. Dick Hall started. Got nobody out. 3-1.
That's about the only time you see this foul throw one straight, Jack, is when he knows that the hitter isn't hitting.
3-2. Red Kress is the first base coach for the Cleveland club. And JoJo White on the other side of the diamond. 3-2 the count. High and easy into center field. Bill Tuttle going back. It's well hit. Ooh, not much more room. He's out. You can tell by watching Tuttle that he had the ball all the way, but he couldn't have gone much further.
The wind seems to be above the stands, blowing very hard, and this ball to left and left center carries batting practice. Some of the top flies carry clear against the ball.
Wonder if Tuttle collects mileage.
Pretty good at backpedaling, I'll say that.
Here's the third baseman, a former Chicago player, Bubba Phillips. On the screen and out of play. The power hitting of Woody Held and Tito Francona, and they hope Walter Bond, is one of the reasons why they were able to trade Colavito. They figured they had enough power. And they're anxious to get a fellow like Harvey Keene, but unfortunately Keene is riding the bench with a bad leg. There's a base hit into left center. Let's see if he tries for two. Tuttle is up with it. No play. A base hit for Bubba Phillips. That's the fourth hit of the day for the Cleveland club. He's down there talking things over with Norm Seaburn. And the Cleveland pitcher will be the batter.
For 27, Barry.
1-0, Cleveland is leading. They scored a run in the first, and in case you joined us late, Temple doubled. Kersall singled him to third. Walter Bond drove in the run with a base hit. Then a walk to Francona. And the starting pitcher, Dick Hall, was out of there. This is Lattman. He's going to bunt. Misses. No play at first. Chidi came up ready to throw, but Seaburn was charging in. We were talking to Bob Elliott before about Seaburn playing first base. It's a strange position for him. He's an outfielder. He played for a couple of weeks in spring training and played his first game at first base yesterday. And these are the situations of which he is unsure. When to charge in, when to hold the runner close, and so forth. There's a bunt that's fair. Chidi picks it up, and whoa, he's out. Almost threw it in the right field.
It appeared that Chidi, in order not to hit the runner, tried to lob the ball or not throw it with a good step on it to first base. This is a sure way to throw a ball away.
Lumpy was the man who covered. Phillips goes down into scoring position. We come around to the top of the batting order. And here's the guy that started it all in the first inning, Johnny Temple. Doubled in the first and has scored the only run of the game. Bubba Phillips on at second base with two men out. Bob Trowbridge is the pitcher. In the dirt. You can see the difference, Carl. Trowbridge keeping the ball down as compared to Dick Hall, their starting pitcher. That's Phillips.
Right. This club has about five or six sinker ball pitchers.
Strike gets called. 1-1. I was talking to Harry Chidi, the A's catcher, before the game. He said a sinker ball pitcher is very effective in this park because everybody goes up there pumping for that short left field, 330 down the line. A rather easy park to hit home runs. A sinker ball artist causes them to beat the ball into the ground when they're swinging from the heel. So one ball, one strike count.
Used to go into St. Louis, Jack, when Jerry Staley was pitching, and I think they wet down that infield pretty good in front of the plate.
Temple took a curveball in there. He likes to argue with the umpires, Temple. He's a fiery little guy from North Carolina. I've heard Bertie Tebbett say when he was managing in Cincinnati that if he had any one guy he'd like to be like to have at the plate for him in a situation with Temple. One ball, two strikes, and it's 2-2. Johnny was lamenting the fact that it's rough to be traded to the other league. It's one thing to be traded within the league, but when you go to the other league, you lose all the knowledge of the pitches that you've gained if you're a student of the game, as Temple is.
He uses the reverse of most fellas. Big hitters for power use light bats. Johnny, who swings not too hard, uses a very heavy bat, somewhere near 40 ounces on occasions. Just pecks that ball.
There's one to the second baseman. Bumpy charges it and gets the big hop. Temple is thrown out by Lumpy to Seaburn. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. And so at the end of an inning and a half, the score is Cleveland 1, Kansas City nothing.
I've had my eye on you all night.
I kind of dig you too, but I don't dig the shaves you get. Get hip to something new.
Just twist that dial and you're all set with the adjustable razor by Gillette. For shaves so easy, fast, and clean, so try it and see what we mean.
Yes, try it. Try it with Gillette's latest and possibly greatest achievement, the Super Blue Blade. Here's a blade that in any Gillette razor glides across your face so smoothly and so comfortably, you can hardly believe it. 10 for 69 cents, or get a supply with the Gillette adjustable razor. Only $1.95.
Norm Seaburn.
Bottom of the second inning. Norm Seaburn, the first baseman, will lead off for the Athletics.
Now that is.
Barry Latman on the mound, faced only three men in the first. Ball one. Seaburn has gotten off to a terrific start, hitting 400 with 4 out of 10, 2 homers. He undertook a conditioning program during the offseason and has paid off. He's had a real hot spring. Outfield deep and around to the right. Ball two. Nixon started to chase it. Newman goes to the mound.
I think players, Jack, realize more than ever that there's really no off-season anymore. It should stay in shape the year-round.
Ball three, 3-0. And Bob Serve will hit next. He'll be followed by Harry Cheedy. The A's have quite a bit of power, with Bauer, Seaburn, Serve, and Cheedy all capable of hitting the ball out with regularity. Lantman's 3-0 pitch. 3-1. What do you think?
I got to go with the man in blue, Jack. Never been wrong yet.
Three balls and a strike. How about that one? Ball four. Well, there's the first base runner. Seaburn is wearing those big airplane goggles.
33. Bomb.
Here's quite a favorite of the Kansas City fans. And another former Yankee, Bob Serve. Strike. He belted one here yesterday. They say if you get the ball up in Serve's eyes, why, you're headed for trouble, because he has a lot of power in that high pitch. First baseman, Power, is holding Seaburn close. 1-1.
Here's a fella, Jack. I don't believe I've seen a ball player this year, or any other year for that matter, it's in any better shape than Serve. This fella is hard as nails. Watch him swing that bat.
He has 3 out of 8 so far for the season. Seaburn a short lead. 2 balls and a strike. Serve last year had 20 home runs, 87 RBIs. Latin slowing down a little bit. Two balls and a strike. Hit it off the end of the bat, and it looks like it's going to drop. It does for a base hit. Seaburn stops at second.
Hit that one right off the end of the bat. When a fellow like Serve swings the bat and connects, the outfielders instinctively start to break back when he takes a full swing like he did there. When it's off the end of the bat, they oftentimes miss that step coming in on the ball.
There's Chidi in your picture now. You know, this Serve is the kind of a hitter. You hear a fellow say, Jack, that he's a wrist hitter like Ernie Banks or Hank Aaron. This guy is a muscle hitter. He hits with his muscles.
We had a close-up look at Seaburn and Serve, and now here's the catcher, Harry Chidi, who has 4 out of 12 so far. Indian infield looking for the double play ball. All one. Boy, that ball was just in the webbing of that catching glove. Latman's a pretty big fella. It's 6'3", weighs 210. 1-8 and lost 5 for the White Sox last year. One ball, no strikes to count. There's nobody out here. Ball two. Latman thought he had a strike on that one. Cleveland is leading 1-0. They scored a run in the first. Then they were blanked in the second. The A's, after going down in order in the first inning, started with a walk to Seaburn and a base hit by Bob Serve. And it's 2 balls and no strikes to Harry Chidi. Foul on the screen. Not much room to chase the foul balls here. Grandstand rather close to the playing field. Two balls and a strike. 3-1. Chidi was out, now he gets back in. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second as the A's threaten to get back in the ballgame, trailing 1-0. Gillette bringing you the ballgame from Kansas City. Jack Buck here, along with Carl Erskine. 3-1. Popped up foul and out of play. 3-2 now.
Can't give up on those pop flies too soon, Jack, because of the wind blowing above the stands. Sometimes carries that ball back in.
Nixon kept a good eye on it all the way. There's Don Hefner coaching it. Third base for these Athletics. And old Walker Cooper at first. 3-2 the count. I wonder if the runners will be moving with nobody out to try to avoid the double play. A lot of factors enter into the decision, which has to be made by Bob Elliott. The A's are trailing 1-0 here early in the game. Have to consider who's running, who's coming up next. If Chidi strikes out very often. The speed of the base runners. A lot of factors. Nobody out. Runners on at first and second. 3-2 the count. They're not going. That's hit foul. They really smashed that one. Chase them off the bench down there in the Cleveland bullpen. Still 3-2.
See these bullpens in the spring, they have about 15, 20 players down there, it seems like. Comes cut-down date, they really thin them out.
Chidi had 5 home runs last year for the A's, to give you an idea of the power. There's a Mike it through, base hit, here comes a tying run, Seaburn. No play. Chidi ties it up with one pass to glove of Woody Held. A walk and a couple of singles, and the ball game's tied. Serve stopped at Bob second.
Johnson.
Left fielder Frank Cohen could make no play. The Seaburn scored. It's tied 1-1, and here's Bob Johnson. Bob Johnson, the third baseman. Nobody out.
Ball game tied. Ball one.
Latman seems to be having trouble with his curveball. He's hung the ball up around the shoulders, up around the eyes two or three times. Got in trouble pitching to Seaburn by throwing two curveballs for the ball.
Pitch from Latman is a strike. 1-1. Jim Grant is in the bullpen for the Indians. Mudcat Grant. First and second here. Nobody out. Last of the second. Score tied 1-1. With Cheedy getting the RBI. Bond had the run batted in for Cleveland. Here's the play to first. Made it pretty close. Big Power is playing behind the runner and trying to sneak in there. Double play ball, perhaps. Out there. Safe there. First and third now. Ball wasn't sharply hit. Bubba Phillips started the play at third base. Bob Johnson reaching on the fielder's choice. Cheney was forced at second and serve went to third. And here's the shortstop of the Athletics, Ken Hamlin. Formerly in the Pirate organization, last year played in Columbus, Ohio. First and third with one out. Score tied. Strike. Well, that Nixon really moves around behind that plate. He's on the move all the time.
We talked about Del Rice last week being a good shifting catcher, and Nixon taking a page out of Del Rice's book. He's shifts on everything.
Almost threw that ball away. Hamlin here would like to get at least the fly ball to drive in the tie-breaking run. Foul on the screen. Trying to go into right field with it. Strike two. I'll bet Barry Latton has him set up for the strikeout, which he'd like to get. Pitcher's due to hit next. Sun trying to break through here in Kansas City. It's a windy, overcast day. Their serve on the third base. Johnson on at first. Jim Grant, whom we showed you earlier, is still throwing in the bullpen. Might have a play at the plate as the center fielder Pearsall is there. Serve tags up. Here he comes. There's the throw, and he goes back. Went back to third base. Ball was not hit very deep at all. You could tell the way serve came down the line watching the outfielders. He was not intent on trying to come all the way, rather just to draw a throw.
I think he was attempting to draw a throw in that play. Because Pearsall out there wasn't very deep, and he has a good active throwing arm. I'm sure Surf wasn't challenging.
So Hamlin couldn't get the fly ball, and the runners are still on at first and third with two out now, and Latman's just about out of the inning, which started off in rough fashion for him with a walk and two singles. And now here is Trowbridge. I don't recall him being too formidable with that bat, Carl.
He takes his swings up there. He's respectable for a pitcher.
Strike one. In the last of the second, the A's have scored a run here and tied the game 1-1. The ball gets away and serves in the time to score. He is going to score. He hits it. The ball knocked out of the glove of the catcher, Russ Nixon. He was in the glove and out of the glove and served with very alert. Came on in to score, although the ball didn't go very far. Johnson scooted down to second base. While we await the official ruling, I would guess a pass ball.
Nixon wasn't aware he'd missed the ball. It hit in his glove, squirted through and rolled behind him. And it this is the break serve got in making it, because Nixon didn't jump on that ball that got by him in a hurry. He wasn't sure it had.
Count goes to 1-1 on Trowbridge with Johnson on its second down, two out. That might be trouble. He got him. Would have been trouble, but Trowbridge doesn't run very well. Temple made the play, and that's the end of the second inning for the Athletics. They scored two runs. They had two hits, no errors, and left one man on. And so at the end of the second inning, the score is Kansas City 2, Cleveland 1.
A paper made pen writes best. It's the Deep and Bendable Pen. In every writing test, it's the Deep and Bendable Pen.
Dependable. Yes, you can depend on a paper mate. Papermate is the pen that positively won't skip, even writes over butter. Papermate is the pen that's guaranteed, unconditionally guaranteed. If your Papermate doesn't perform, we'll replace it. And only Papermate gives you a choice of skip-free refills. Standard, famous piggyback with 2 points, two ink supplies, or the new Texas refill with a jumbo ink supply. Look for this display of dependable Papermate pens and refills at stores everywhere.
For dependable writing, take a sip. Look for the two hearts on the clip. Buy a guaranteed paper made. It's a deep and dependable pen.
The sun has broken through here at Kansas City, as you can see from the shadows on the field, as Bob Trowbridge came on and did a fine job in relief. Now has been staked to a one-run lead as the third inning gets underway. Harry Cheedy there, and the Indians' number two hitter in their lineup, Jimmy Pearsall. He singled his first time up and was left on. They play straight away for him. Strong wind blowing out toward left. It's popped up. It's foul. Seaburn chasing it. No error. Play like that is put to the discretion of the official scorer as to whether or not the fielder should be charged with an error. In that case, they said no. No play.
That wasn't an easy chance. The ball was going away from him, and he was running toward the stands.
Seaburn playing a strange position down there at first base, as we've told you earlier. Normally an outfielder. The count is one strike to Jim Pearsall. It's foul out of play. No balls, two strikes. Nobody on or out here in the third inning with Kansas City leading 2-1. The Indians looking for their first win of the year. It's a pretty ballpark here, as you can tell, as you look around following the progress of this contest. One ball, two strikes. Jack Buck here along with Carl Erskine and Gillette bringing you the ball game from Kansas City. Pearsall hits another foul. Well, next week we'll be able to talk about the Dodgers and the Giants. Be good to see the Dodgers again, huh, Oisk?
That's right. I'll see all my old buddies out there, and it'll be a little difficult for me to take a neutral position on it, up here in this booth, Jack.
Yeah, you'd better. Carl Oisken. One ball, two strikes, curveball, 2-2. This Trowbridge throws a knuckler once in a while.
Occasionally, usually when he's ahead of the batter. My old friends in Brooklyn says, there comes Oisken from Fort Worth.
2-2 the count, and Pearsall hits one down the line. There's trouble. Nice play by serve. Holds him to a single. Pearsall gets his second hit. And I imagine Mr. Keene is fidgeting a bit on the bench. Wondering if he will get back in the lineup when that leg heals. That was hit number 5 for Cleveland. Here's Walter Bond. He drove in their run in the first inning.
You know, people wonder why they have 6 weeks of spring training, spend a lot of money, and take these fellows down in the warm sunshine. But there's a good example of Harvey Keene, who
I think, reported late this year and then came up with an injury.
First pitch was a strike to Bond. I'll feel way around to the right and deep. They have to keep their eye on Pearsall. He can run those bases. Foul. This fellow swings from the hills. Makes it strike two. How would you throw him now, Carl?
Well, maybe he should throw this one under the plate with two strikes. Those managers jump up and down on that bench when they hit a two-strike pitch.
They really scream. It's no balls, two strikes. Sebring holding the runner close. A lot of room through the right side for the left-handed batter. Nobody out here. Wasted that one. The A's leading the Indians 2-1 at the end of two. The base hit you just witnessed off the bat of Pearsall was hit number 1,000 for Jim in his big league career. Bond pops it foul, and it's going to be near the stands. Johnson chasing it, the wind moving it, and he batted it and couldn't get it. Went a long way after the ball. It started off like it was going to be way out of play, and then the wind, which Carl pointed out to you earlier, the fact that you can't give up on a ball, really brought the ball back in, but Johnson couldn't catch up to it. It's still 1-2 to Walter Bond.
Something exists here now, as you can see very well in your picture. The shadow at the plate and the bright sunshine at the mound. This is makes it difficult at the plate to see, and as the game progresses, I think the shadow will eventually move on out past the mound.
One ball, two strikes. The A's infield looking for the double play. The outfielders are all deep. Pearsall started it with a single. He's on first, nobody out. As a drive, it's foul. Well hit. You can tell why the Indians like this guy, Walter Bond. He's big, about 6'5", well over 200 pounds. And he really swings that toothpick. Looks like a toothpick in his hands up there.
He spreads out the plate almost as wide as the box is marked off.
Trowbridge calls time, wants to get together with Cheney. Says, why don't you come over to my house for dinner tonight? Oh, by the way, this guy's a pretty good hitter. Better be careful what you throw.
Everyone wonders, what do they talk about on the mound? They don't always joke, but quite often it's a case of breaking a little tension out there, putting the pitcher's mind at ease, and occasionally they'll throw in a little gem of a suggestion on how you might get the hitter out.
One ball, two strikes to count. Nobody out here. He got it. Bad ball for a bad ball. Trowbridge racks up his first strikeout. Pearsall still out at first base. And here's the number four hitter in the Indian lineup. Left fielder, Tito Francona. He walked his first time up. It's a ball. Outfielder around to the right, deep for this fellow. He really blossomed into quite a hitter last year. Ball two, and it doesn't pay to get behind these fellas. Pearsall singled and Bond struck out. That's what's happened so far here in the third inning. Kansas City leading Cleveland 2-1, although out hit 5-2. Tried to throw a breaking ball, 2-0, and runs it to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And it wouldn't be too surprising with a runner on base, Pearsall. See Francona chop down on this 3-0 pitch. Ball four. Trowbridge gives up his first walk. Francona goes to first. Red Kress is the coach. And here's the Cleveland catcher who hit into a double play in the first inning. We're solid second base. Russ Nixon is the batter. Pops it up. It's foul. Johnson chasing it near the stands. Looks like he's going to have a play. Drop. Nixon fouls out, so he's failed with men on base twice. So it's two on, two out. Here's the old Kansas City favorite coming up. Listen. Dick Fuller. Vic is the first baseman. Also has played other infield positions in the outfield as well. Two on and two out. Tying run is on his second base for the Indians. Bob Trowbridge, the pitcher. Hands are really on him, aren't they? One and one. Francona on at first. Pearsall on at second, ready to ramble with two men out. Foul out of play. Now Powers in the hole, one and two. His first time up, the third baseman threw him out. Everybody else seeing action this afternoon. At the end of this inning, we'll be able to give you all the scores of all the games. A couple of the ball games are over. Not too big a crowd on this Saturday afternoon in Kansas City. A's played their home opener yesterday. Bauer hits another foul and out of play. Yes, sir. Next week on Big League Baseball, the Dodgers and the Giants. When those two get together, there's bound to be some action. That's low. The count runs to 2-2 on Power. Two balls, two strikes the count. Rick Power takes strike. Walks off the mound. Got two strikeouts in that inning. Powers still talking to the umpire. No runs. One hit, no errors. Two men left. Cleveland has left 5 men out. And so at the end of 2.5 innings, the score is Kansas City 2 and Cleveland 1.
Of my true love's hand.
Another one, Tommy.
Okay. Here's one I think we all know. How are you fixed for blades? How are you fixed for blades? Please make sure you have enough, 'cause a worn-out blade makes shaving mighty tough. How are you fixed for blades? Gillette Blue Blades, I mean. That's for me. Gillette Blue Blades and my new Gillette Adjustable Razor. There's a real swinging combination.
And now Gillette has a super blue blade that gives you clean, easy shaves never before possible. And it fits any Gillette razor you may have. A dispenser of 10 costs 69 cents.
Let's see what the Athletics do in the third inning here. They start with the top of the batting order, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Curveball in there. He fouled out his first time. Strike two. And Lappin has laid a couple of them right on the corner. Nobody on or out last of the third. The A's leading the Indians 2-1. Tuttle hits one to third. Bubba Phillips.
Phillips to Powers. One man gone here. Latman breezed through the first inning and then got in trouble in the second. Started with a walk and then two singles. Cheedy drove in a run and then a pass ball allowed another run. Jerry Lumpy here popped to the first baseman his first time. It's a foul near the stands and out of play. Phillips chasing over. One strike to count. Latman wants to do baseball. The Latman score trade seemed to bring about the opinion of everybody that was good for both ball clubs. Opinion still divided, of course, on the Colavito Harvey Keene trade. One ball, one strike to Jerry Lumpy. There's a shot in the right, a base hit. And Bond catches up to it to hold it to a single. A single for Jerry Lumpy here in the third with one out. Jerry there is in the sporting goods business in Springfield, Missouri, with Bill Burden of the Pirates. Well, here's Hank Bauer. Hank Band back in the first inning. Oh, one man out here. Tuttle grounded out to start it. Big Power is holding the runner close at first. Pop foul into the seats. On the count with one out. Kansas City leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1-2 the count. Bubba Phillips at third base for the Indians with Woody Held at short, Johnny Temple at second base, and Dick Power at first. First base umpire, Joe Paparella. Fastball gets him for the second time, and he knew it. Bauer strikes out for the second time, and he's been the only athletic victimized by Latman. Umpire gets a new supply of baseballs. And here's the fellow that started the rally in the second inning by drawing a walk. First baseman, Norm Seaburn. Two men gone. Right at Temple. Takes care of that. Seaburn is thrown out by Johnny Temple. Lumpy got a hit in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left on base, and so the score at the end of three innings is the Athletics 2, the Indians 1. It's time now for our stations to identify themselves. We pause for station identification.
You're invited to Lawrence Welk's dancing party, an hour of lilting champagne music tonight on the ABC Television Network.
Okay, let's look at some scores of some of the other ball games as this one goes into the fourth. Detroit won another, defeating Chicago 6-2. Larry the winner over Pierce. And Boston won out over Washington 8-3. Fornelli's against Pasquale. There's the other score. The Yankees beating Baltimore 3-2 in the seventh. In the National League, Cincinnati and Philadelphia are tied 2-2 in the ninth. First Woody Held is the strike. Pittsburgh leading Milwaukee 5-4. The end of eight. In that Giants score, the Giants lead the Cubs 17-2 at the end of seven.
Trowbridge. Next delivery is hit to the shortstop, Hamlin. One out. Held is thrown out by Ken Hamlin. What about that score? The Giants 17 and the Cubs 2 at the end of 7. And the Dodgers lead the Cardinals 5-4 at the end of 6. One man gone here in the fourth inning. Bubba Phillips singled his first time. It's a foul.
Those Giants are flexing their muscles today over there. We said they had a lot of power in the middle of that lineup.
They have power up and down the lineup today. 17-2. Strike two to Phillips. I know early in the game, Nicky Peta had a home run, and Bob Schmidt hit one with 2 men on.
Now, the saying is, if you're going to lose one right. Chicago can say they're losing this one right today.
Sent over good. Boy, this one is a real bad ball, didn't it? Phillips goes down swinging. He was completely fooled up there. 3 real bad pitches. He's still... Well, he got a hit in the second inning. That was his first hit of the year. He's 1-for-10 now.
Trowbridge, in addition to his good sinker ball, throws a lot of sliders, a lot of breaking balls. All 3 of those were breaking balls, and each one a little farther outside.
Well, here's the pitcher. He sacrificed the first time up. Barry Lattman pops it up to second. Beckham's bumpy going out. Having a little trouble now, calls for it. So Trowbridge has a very evening, although Lumpy staggered a bit under that pop fly with the wind and the sun being what it is. Now, at the end of 3.5 innings, the score is the A's 2 and the Indians 1.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the world's safest safety razor. A Gillette razor, of course. This particular model is the Gillette Adjustable with 9 separate settings to match any combination of skin and beard. Now, I'm setting this one at 9, which gives the greatest edge exposure. There are no exposed corners on the Gillette razor. Just watch this. Here's a fresh blade, sharp as sharp can be. Now, I'll put it in the razor. Watch. Right in the palm of my hand, and not a scratch. How about that? That's protection. No exposed corners. And that's true for any Gillette razor and any Gillette blade. The blade I used just now is the new Super Blue Blade. Believe me, this is a miracle blade. You just have to try it to know the wonderful, comfortable, clean shaves you get. Look for it. The new Gillette Super Blue Blade.
First pitch to Bob Serve. One around. Serve leading off. Single back in the second inning and scored a run. The Athletics left fielder. 4 out of 8 so far this season, including this game. One past the pitcher. Temple up with it. Nice play. Johnny Temple scooting to his right. Throws out Bob Serve. The Indians got a valuable piece of property when they got Johnny Temple. Of course, they gave up one of their big winners in Cal McClish. The Red Legs needed some pitching.
Cal got a surprise when he starts pitching in that small park in Cincinnati.
Strike to two. Yeah, they jump out of there pretty good.
Of course, a home run these days is to be found in any ballpark, the way these fellas can sock that ball.
1-1 to Harry Cheedy, the A's catcher. He singled and drove in the first Athletic run in the second inning. Then another run scored on a pass ball. This finds the A's on top, 2-1. Here with one out and nobody on in the fourth. Curveball. One ball, 2 strikes. Now we have a pretty good battle going between Trowbridge, who relieved Dick Hall, the Kansas City starter. A good battle between Trowbridge and Barry Lattman. Good fastball. Phillips has to back up and play the long hop. Up and down and out. Following up in the air, and knew he had plenty of time with Cheney running, and that's 2 out. One thing about it, Carl, whenever you see an athlete in any sport do something with an unnatural motion like Phillips, who knew he had plenty of time, That's when they make the mistakes.
Not only that, but that's when you get hurt.
First pitch to Bob Johnson's the ball. You mean hurt physically.
Right. I think they, in football, they will always stress this point. With so much body contact, to always do the natural thing and always do the thing to the fullest.
Ball two to Johnson.
Any maneuvers you shy away from or don't do all out, this is the time you get hurt.
On basketball, you're going for a layup when you're all by yourself, no opposition. You just do something different because you know that you don't have to bear down. And that's when you blow the shot. Two out and nobody on. Two balls, no strikes to count. Johnson hit that one right off the end of the bat. He can chalk up now. Reach on the fielder's choice in the second inning. He's the A's third baseman, a rookie whom they drafted.
Hey, old Bird Dog Cooper still bounce around down there in that coaching box.
Well, we saw him in batting practice, Walker Cooper. Called a couple out of this ballpark. That's ball three to Johnson. 3-1 the count. He's batting in the number seven spot. Lattman working in a hurry. He walks him. This Johnson, at whom we're looking right now, bears a remarkable resemblance to Rocky Colavito. In fact, they have already nicknamed him Rocky. Here's Ken Hamlin, the shortstop. Fly out to center field his first time up. Go to first. Two to one, the A's lead here in the fourth inning. Right down the middle. 1-1. Slapping the throw rather hard.
I was talking to some of the fellows before the game today and asking them what basically his stuff was. They said just good hard fastball and a good hard curve. It's a pretty good combination.
1-1 to the batter, Hamlin. Curveball hit to third base. The play is going to be the second to Temple. Johnson is forced by Hamlin from Bubba Phillips to Johnny Temple. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. And the score at the end of the fourth inning, the Athletics 2 and Cleveland 1. City, which Gillette is sending to you on Big League Baseball. Every Saturday afternoon, we'll be here throughout the baseball season. Jack Buck and Carl Erskine, hope you're enjoying the action wherever you happen to be located right now. The Indians trail in the ballgame by the score of 2-1. Still looking for their first win of the year, and sometimes that first one's hard to get. Johnny Temple's the batter. He doubled his first time up and scored a run. That's the way the ball game started. Then he grounded out back in the second inning. He has 2-for-16, which is not much like Johnny Temple. Tries to bunt, and it goes foul. He'll do a little bit of everything. He'll do that with two out, too.
John's expecting a summer this year that he can maintain his weight and his strength, because in that hot ballpark in Cincinnati, playing 154, and as the way this guy moves around, he always lost weight during the season. So he's looking forward to those cool days in Cleveland this year when he can probably keep that weight up.
Batted 311 last year. Takes strike two. Doesn't strike out very often. Nobody on or out here in the fifth inning. It's going to be Temple, Pearsall, and Walter Bond. We're around at the top of the Cleveland batting order again. Oh, a real good eye over the plate. Cleveland scored a run in the first. The A's came back with two in the second. This is Bob Trowbridge, who relieved Dick Hall in the first inning. We're waiting for Harry Cheedy to fixed the mask. He had it off, made an adjustment. Now he's ready to go. One ball, two strikes. A ball, 2-2. Jim Pearsall is number 37. He'll be up there next. Here's the 2-2. Very close. 3-2. Takes a lot of courage to take that pitch in a 2-2 count.
Yeah, Trowbridge out there has nibbled it outside of that plate three straight pitches down, attempting to get Temple out of there with two strikes on him. And he's just missed.
A shot into left. Serve is on the go. It's going to be off the wall. Might have a play at second base. Temple is held to a single. A nice play by Bob Serve. Temple really corked that one right off the 330 sign out in left field. When it became apparent to Serve that he wasn't going to be able to get to the ball, he took a fine position and got a good rebound. They don't hold their runners to singles very often on a shot off that wall. Here's Pearsall. It's hit number 6 for Cleveland. Hit number 2 for Johnny Temple. He got it on a 3-2 pitch. Pearsall bunts. The play is going to be to first base. Now, Pearsall was bunting for the hit, but he got it right back to the mound. Temple went to second. So it's a sacrifice. Trowbridge to Seaburn.
Some of the boys will tell Pearsall now that he was protecting that average of his.
Had a pretty good idea with this big fella coming up, Walter Bond. He singled and drove in a run back in the first inning, then he struck out in the third. The Indian rookie right fielder. Tying run, Temple on at second base. And one man out here in the fifth. Trowbridge gets ahead of him. The outfielder's all wearing sunglasses now. The wind doesn't seem to be quite as strong as it was earlier, blowing out toward center field. 1-1 to Bond. Bob Trowbridge, formerly of Milwaukee. Johnny Temple on its second base. A curveball hit into deep right. That ball is trouble, and it's out of here. That ball really jumped. A curveball. And he hit it out, scoring Temple ahead of him. That ties the score as Temple steps on the plate. And now Bond's run puts them ahead. A single and a homer.
And the Indians are out in front by the score of 3-2.
And now Tito Francona, who has walked twice. It's a bouncing ball to Lumpy. Two out. Really hung a curveball to Bond, didn't he, Carl?
That ball was up. Certainly was up. And a little bit in on him. And when he hit it, it sure didn't sound from here that he hit it well enough to go over that fence. I'm sure he hit it well, or it wouldn't have gone that far. I don't think he got a lot of help from the wind. Indication this guy is not only big, he really is strong.
I surprised myself when that ball jumped out because, as you say, Carl, it didn't sound good when he hit it, but it's gone now, and the Indians lead 3-2 here in the fifth inning with two out. This is Russ Nixon, the catcher. I'd have been disappointed if we hadn't seen one home run here today, the way the wind is blowing. Trowbridge wouldn't have been disappointed. Nixon hits one into left. It's his first hit in three trips. Single to the opposite field off the bat of the Cleveland catcher. Here is Vic Power. And the band's got to get on him already. He's grounded out and he has struck out. Power
never formally played with the A's. Strike. He was called out on strikes the last time and set up quite a beef with the umpires. Seaburn is holding Nixon close at first. The Indians, after scoring in the first inning and then losing their advantage, are again on top, 3-2. Pop foul. Seaburn watches it all the way, but there's no play. And it's strike two. Pitcher is due to lead off for the Athletics in the bottom of the fifth inning. No balls, two strikes. A high fly ball to deep left. That ball is going to be trouble, and serve can't get it. It's off the wall. A run's going to score. A double for Power. Now to third. Safe. A double, and Power kept going on the play to the plate. Serve had a little more room out there in the outfield than he imagined. Leafoot couldn't get to the ball. It's a double and an RBI on a nothing two pitch to Vic Power. Drives in the run. Nixon scored all the way from first base. Three runs in the inning, making the score 4-2. Power with a double goes to third on the throw to the plate. Here's the shortstop, Woody Held, with Power on at third. Want to keep an eye on him. He's trying to steal Swarm. The play, he is out at home. And he jumped right on top of Harry G. Power trying to steal. Harry G is really mad. The runner, Power, is arguing with the plate umpire. G is yelling something over to the Cleveland dugout, meanwhile. The third base umpire, third base coach, and now Joe Gordon, number 35, argued that Power wasn't tagged the first time. Boy, he really came in on top of Harry Cheney with those spikes flying. And then he reached for the plate, and Cheney tagged him on the top of the head as Power was reaching with his hand. And the argument continues here. That ends the inning. Out trying to steal home. Three runs. On four hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of four and a half innings, the score is Cleveland 4 and the Athletics 2.
Bushed, nothing beats the refreshment you get with a shaving cream shave. See? Gillette Foamy Instant Lather. Just a touch and there's rich, creamy lather that drenches your beard, softens your whiskers. Shaving is fast and easy, and you get that clean, clean feeling only a shaving cream shave can give. Here's a Foamy exclusive, K34, the antiseptic that kills harmful facial bacteria. Regular Foamy or Foamy with menthol added, 79 cents. Or the giant economy size, 98 cents.
Well, we had a lot of action in that fifth inning. Johnny Temple started with a single. Kershaw sacrificed, and Bond hit a home run to put Cleveland ahead by the score of 3-2. Then after Francona grounded out, Nixon singled and Power doubled him home. Power went to third on the play at the plate. We're going to have a pinch hitter here for Trowbridge. The A's trail 4-2. And then Power was out trying to steal home. This is Whitey Herzog batting for Trowbridge. Last of the fifth getting underway. Right. Barry Lattman on the mound for the Indians. He's started and gone all the way. George Brunet is in the bullpen for the A's. There's a foul off the end of the bat for strike two. Whitey Herzog, the batter here. And the leadoff man, Tuttle, in the on-deck circle. They thought they had a strikeout, but they didn't get the call. It's 1-2. Herzog last year batted 293. Just in a few games, however. In the dirt, 2-2. Power came after Chidi as he attempted to steal home with those spikes flying, jump pad on top of him. Chidi didn't tag him. But Power didn't get to the plate, and then Power reached for the plate, and Chidi tagged him on top of the head. They had quite an argument when the inning was over. There's ball three. 3-2 to the leadoff man here.
It appeared that Power, who was out by some 10 or 12 feet, saw that he was going to be out after attempting to steal, and he tried to knock the underpinning out from under Harry Chidi, and he only spun off of him. Then the argument came because of Chidi, an attempt to tag, his attempt to get back to the plate, and the umpire called him out.
There is ball four. Ball four, and the pinch hitter Herzog gets a walk. Oh, maybe the A's have something going on. Last of the fifth, the Indians lead 4-2. Frank Conner makes the catch on a fly ball hit by Tuttle. One out. Held, Frank Conner, and Pearsall were all after that one. Now, the number two hitter in the lineup, the second baseman, who is 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame, Jerry Lumpy. Lumpy popped out, then singled in the third. Herzog on at first base. The A's two runs down, they figure he's not going to be running, and so Power is playing behind him down there, thus protecting the hole against his left-handed hitter. That's through the hole the other way for a base hit. Some cute hitting by Jerry Lumpy. Now the fans make a racket. Two on and one out. Those are the tying runs on base here in the fifth inning. Here's Hank Bauer. He struck out twice. In the bullpen for the Cleveland Indians, the right-hander who was warming up earlier, Jim Grant. Old Mudcat's getting ready. Two on and one out. The Indians need the DP. Bauer would like to jerk one out of here. And it's ball. We're going to have the third Kansas City hitter in the game in the sixth inning. Herzog is down at second base and Lumpy at first with one out. Bauer pops it up. Short left center. Pearsall on the run. Look at him come. He's there and has it. The runners get back. Two out. Pearsall can cover that ground in the outfield. Came a long way for that one, playing deep for Bauer. Now that puts things squarely up to the number four hitter in the Athletics lineup. Herzog there on second base. Lumpy's on at first. And here's the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. It's a foul. Seaburn walked in the second and scored a run, then grounded out. The Indians are on top, 4-2, and we're at the bottom of the fifth, two on, two out. Latman taking a little time. He's in a bit of a jam here. This is the second time that Grant, whom we showed you in the bullpen, has been warming up. 1-1. Norm Seaburn, a St. Louis boy. Last year with the Yankees, he had 11 homers, 53 RBIs, batted 271. Got a good fastball on the corner. Now Seaburn has to be cutting away up there. He's in the hole, 1-2. Latman had plenty on that one.
I think we spoke earlier, Jack, about pitching inside to some of these left-handers. And there was a good example of striding in and taking the pitch, but it just caught the corner.
One ball, two strikes, two on, two out. 2-2. Well, the deuces are wild, huh? Two on, two out, two balls, two strikes. 4-2 the score. Popped up. He got him on a high pitch. Here comes Francona on the run. He's going to get it. He dropped it. One run in. One run score. That's all. One run score. Bunby stopped at third base. With two men out and everybody running on that pop fly, Herzog came in to score. Doesn't feel too good about that. Here's Bob's serve. That makes it 4-3. Well, Latman got him on a real good pitch. Up around the letters. Seaburn couldn't get around on it. It was dropped for an error. Bumpy went to third. Seaburn stopped at first. First and third, two out. Wow, what a cut. Oh, tip. He had a cut at that one. It's 4-3 now. The Mets are next. Don't very often see a big league outfielder do that.
That's why the people pay their money, Jack. Anything can happen in these ball games. There's a bunch of human beings down there playing with a baseball, and look out.
One and one to bomb serve. Serve singled. Scored a run in the second inning, then grounded out. There's Seaburn. And there we have Lumpy. Two men gone. Here's the 1-1. Foul on the screen. He's having his cuts. One ball, two strikes. Well, he had Seaburn in the hole, and then he got him. And then, whoops.
You know, that run, of course, will be an unearned run, but or any other runs that score this inning will be unearned. They're still just as big on the scoreboard.
The Indians lead by one. Got him! Serve is angry, but he's called out on strikes. One run for the Athletics. One hit. One error. Two left. Score at the end of the fifth inning is Cleveland 4, Kansas City 3.
There's an 11-inning game going on, 2-2 Cincinnati and Philadelphia. In the eighth, it's Pittsburgh 5 and Milwaukee 4. Look at that, San Francisco. Jack Sanford won that one, 18 runs. Two runs for Chicago. Drott was a loser. He'd like to spread those over the season, I bet. Los Angeles and St. Louis. St. Louis has forged ahead now in the sixth inning, 8-5. We're ready to go here in the top of the sixth inning. Kansas City.
All right, George Brunette is on the mound. B-R-U-N-E-T. George Brunette. The American League games are all over. Gave you those scores earlier, but in case you weren't with us, it was Detroit 6, the White Sox 2, Boston 8, Washington 3, the Yankees 3, Baltimore 2. So the Tigers are still undefeated. They're 4-0. George Brunette is the third Kansas City pitcher. Started with Dick Hall, and then Bob Trowbridge in the first. In the sixth, it's Brunette, and Woody Held will lead off. Well, I hope you're enjoying the action in this one. We've had quite a bit of it at Municipal Stadium in Kansas City. Gillette sending you the game. We'll be on hand each and every Saturday for you. Next Saturday, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants from Los Angeles. Jack Buck and Carl Erskine here. We're enjoying the ball game along with you.
Sheedy gets together with the pitcher on the signs. They turn the lights on here. An indication of the sort of day we're having. We had sunshine for just a couple of innings or so, and then only part of the field. Woody Held is 0 for 2. Not too good a start for the season for him. 2 out of 13. He underwent a couple of operations that really frightened him, but strike. Thought for a while that Woody might have cancer. Fortunately, it was not true. He held back. It's 1-1. 4-3 the score on this one. The Indians about hit the Athletics 9-4. The Indians have made the only error. When you consider that run that scored on the error, plus the run that scored in the past ball, the A's have scored some pretty cheap markers, but they do count. He corked that one into right field. Hank Bauer should make the catch. Woody Held flies to Hank Bauer. Not the first fly ball that Mr. Bauer has caught.
He's not used to that much room out there, however.
No. First thing he sees in Yankee Stadium, used to see people. Here's Bubba Phillips. 1-for-2 in this game, a single and a strikeout. Remember the last time up there, he went for 3 bad balls and fanned. Didn't go for this one. Got a single in the second inning. He's only hit for the season so far. He's 1-for-10. Ball 2. The A's bring in the left-hander here to see what they can do about stopping the power hitting of Bond, Francota, and Nixon. One out, nobody out. Third baseman, Johnson. Save! Put everything he had on it, but he couldn't get Bubba Phillips. He gets his second hit of the ballgame. He had to wait for that high bouncing ball to come down and knew he was going to have trouble, so he cranked up and fired as hard as he could and quickly as he could, but couldn't flag down Phillips, who's on a first with one out. And the pitcher is coming up. One man gone here. Can look for most anything in this situation. This is not Temple. This is Barry Lettman.
It's not uncommon to see a pitcher bunt in this situation, Jack, because of a fellow like Temple coming out behind him, even though there's one out.
Johnson's even with the bag at third base, protecting against the bunt. The base hit by Phillips was number 10 for the Indians. Popped it in the air. He grabs it. Nobody covering. Phillips got back in time as Lumpy was unable to get over there. So Brunette wisely held the ball. Got good wit on that one.
If he swung at that one, he had a good ringing line drive base hit. I'm sure he was trying to make that bunt good, out in front of the plate, made sure he bunted it fair and with something on it, and he did.
Well, there's a fellow who has 2 hits in the ballgame, Johnny Temple. He has 2-for-3. A double and a single, and he scored twice. Phillips on at first, 2 out. There's a bunt, and that's a good one. Going to have trouble throwing him out. Low throw, safe. Nice play by Siebert. Base hit by Temple, his 3rd. Well, that's smart baseball by Temple, keeping the inning going, and no sense a little fellow like him pumping away for the fence. Grisall here has more power, and then you get around to Bond, who will follow him. So Temple collects his 3rd hit of the day. Here's Grisall.
You know, whereas there are certain patterns in baseball that are followed because of percentage, again, you take nothing for granted because just because there were 2 outs, no reason in the world why a fellow like Temple couldn't lay one down, and he did.
There are 2 men out here. Foul tip. Pearsall has 2-for-2. Both singles. He sacrificed his last time up. Temple's on at first. And Bubba Phillips is on at second base. The Indians trying to score more. They lead 4-3 here in the 6th inning.
Foul on the screen, strike two. Burnett's in trouble, and he hasn't been wrapped for a solid hit yet. No balls, two strikes. Base hit. Let's watch for the play at the plate. Bauer juggles the ball. The run scores. Temple goes to third. Pearsall's third hit. Makes the score 5-3. That was the first well-hit ball off of Burnett in this inning. Temple went from first to third. As Phillips scored, we anticipated a play at the plate, but Bauer juggled the ball. No error charged, however.
He may not have had a chance at the plate because of the hop the ball took on the last bounce. He had to stop, play it up off of the middle of his chest, and even had he fielded the ball clean, I doubt that he could have thrown home. There's a bad bell again.
Yeah, this guy homered his last time. Hits one right out to the pitcher. Bond is thrown out by Burnett. One run, three hits, no errors, two men left. So at the end of 5.5 innings, the score is Cleveland 5, Kansas City 3.
Thomas, are you taking my razor again?
No, I've got my own. I packed yours. You've forgotten your plane leaves at noon.
Yes, but I'd like to shave before I leave, especially with my new Gillette adjustable.
Well, there it is, darling.
Thank you.
How are you fixed for blades?
There's a husband and wife situation. You know, the new Gillette adjustable razor instantly adapts itself to any beard, any skin.
The most comfortable shaves I've ever had in my life.
Most of the fastidious women I know rely on Gillette to protect their loveliness.
So fast, so clean. Lather, a few gentle strokes, and you're all finished.
Lovely lady, don't forget, protect your loveliness with Gillette.
Get the Gillette adjustable with blue blade dispenser and travel case, only $1.95.
Well, Barry Lampman has gone five, having allowed only four hits. He leads in the ball game 5-3. Walter Bond has come in from right field to get the sunglasses. And we'll soon be ready to go in the bottom of the sixth.
That game in Philadelphia, Jack, has gone into the 12th inning. We've got a real battle over there going on between Cal McLish and Farrell is in the ballgame now. 12th innings, 2-2, Cincinnati and Philadelphia.
Evidently, the Cardinal game is over, and they defeated the Dodgers 9-5.
I didn't want to mention that, Jack.
Well, here's Harry Cheedy to see what he can do about starting something for the A's. He has a single out of two trips and an RBI. Kansas City catcher. Barry Lampman is the pitcher. All one. Well hit. Ball might be out of here.
Ball much better than that one.
Bob Johnson, the batter, pops it up right straight up the elevator shaft. The shortstop, Woody Held, is that? So Johnson is 0 for 2, having walked once in the game. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. He's got that run back in a hurry, didn't he? It's 5-4 now.
A guy like Cheedy, he doesn't have always the healthiest batting average, but as strong as he is, in a game like this, it'd really be dangerous.
Ken Hamlin goes on. That ball is gone, I believe. Ties the game. 5-5. Cheney and Hamlin have belted them here. You've got an idea what's going on down in the Cleveland bullpen, do you not? There's a strike to the pitcher for the net. Jim Grant is up and throwing for the third time. 1-1 now. Burnett is up for his first time in the game. Two home runs in this inning, ties the game. 5-5. Two balls and a strike. 2-2. Foul and out of play. Last of the sixth. One out, nobody on. Ball game knotted. 5-5. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Two out. Burnett goes down on strike. Four strikeouts for Barry Lackman.
You know, fans wonder why they don't play the old bunt for one run these days, but there's a good example, and any man in the lineup can sock that ball over the fence. You don't give up an out for anybody.
Here's Bill Tuttle, the leadoff man. He's wearing the collar. He's 0 for 3. Foul. Two out, and the base is empty. Cheney and Hamlin have homered in this inning. 1-1. Two out, nobody on. The 1-1 to Tuttle. Well hit in the center field, but Pearsall's going to get it. And that ends the inning. 0 for 4 for Tuttle now. Two runs. Two hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of six, Indians 5, Athletics 5. It's time now for our stations to identify themselves. We pause for station identification.
Bart Maverick finds jail a heaven on earth. Enjoy his humorous adventures tomorrow night on the ABC television network.
Now it's the seventh inning here at Kansas City in the ballgame that Gillette is bringing you. Score tied 5-5 between Cleveland and Kansas City. In the American League, in the other games, there they are. Detroit 6, Chicago 2, Boston 8, Washington 3, Yankees 3, Baltimore 2. This ball game now belongs to Burnett to win or lose. As he battles with Lattman. However, Grant, whom we showed you earlier, is still throwing in the bullpen. Tito Francona leading him off here in the seventh inning. Oh, this fire.
I made an observation a minute ago, Jack, and didn't finish, that this fellow's got a good fastball compared to Trowbridge, who was throwing sinker balls and sliders for the most part.
Francona hits one past the pitcher, lumpy. Jerry Lumpy throws out Francona, who is now 0-2, having walked twice. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. The A's trail 1-0. They led in the second inning 2-1. Then they trailed 4-2, 4-3, 5-3. Then they tied it with those two homers.
We're passing through the total numbers today, 9,659.
9,659 in attendance here. This is Russ Nixon. That's ball one.
You'll be with us next week? Certainly hope that you will be. Gillette will be bringing you Big League Baseball next Saturday at the same time. The Dodgers and the Giants from Los Angeles. Nixon hits it foul, and it's 1-1.
Better lash down the TV sets next week, Jeff.
Yeah. Those two ball clubs get together in that ballpark. A lot of things will be happening. Nixon here has a single out of three trips. Scored a run. He had a glimpse of Dick Power, who's in the on-deck circle. That's foul into the seats. Now it's on the screen. 2-2. One out and nobody on here in the seventh inning. Nixon chokes up on that bat. Lumpy wants to throw somebody else out. Listen to the applause for Dick Power. Vic has a double out of three trips. He held up. He did not go around. Vic provided us with some action in the fifth inning when he was thrown out trying to steal home. That's foul. 1-1. He wants to throw out the foul. Three up and three away, and Lumpy did it all. And so at the end of 6.5 inning, the score is Indians 5, Athletics 5.
Hey, look, I found the early bird. He really is quite rare.
Until you get a decent shave, you'll get the bird, you square.
Just twist that dial and you're all set with the adjustable razor by Gillette. For shave so easy, fast and clean, so try it and see what we mean.
And today when you buy the adjustable razor, you get the new Gillette Super Blue Blade. A blade so keen and so wonderful, you have to use it to believe it. Designed specifically to fit all Gillette razors, it's the answer for every man, no matter how tough the beard or tender the skin. $1.95 gets you both the Gillette adjustable razor and dispenser of Super Blue Blades.
We're going into the bottom of the seventh inning, and the fans here in Kansas City are standing for the hometown stretch. We have a new pitcher for the Cleveland Indians.
In
the second hour of the game, he takes over for Barry Lapman, Jim Mudd, and Cap Grant. This is his second game. He is 0-1. Jim Grant on the mound. And leading off will be the second baseman who was so busy in that last half inning, Jerry Lumpy. Lumpy has two singles out of three trips. We're looking at another guy who can really hum that tee. Here's Jerry Lumpy. He'll be followed by Bauer and Seaburn as the A's try to break the deadlock here in the seventh inning. Grant was 10-7 last year. This ball game belongs to Grant and Burnett right at the moment. Tied 5-5. The count is 1-1 to Lumpy. Curve ball. Two balls in the strike. Remember the last time Lumpy was up there, he went to the opposite field and got that base hit. Fans making a little racket trying to get something going. Out of play. Going to. Grant works on a new one. The outfield straight away for Lumpy. The infield rather honest. The shot on the right center. It's a base hit. Bond got over there in the hurry. A single for Lumpy is third hit. Gary Lumpy with 3-for-4. On at first base, the pad breaking run, nobody out. Hank Bauer, the batter. And Hank is 0-for-3. He bunts a good one. 0-for-1. Out. Temple covering. Bauer to Temple. Bauer sacrifice. The Cleveland bullpen, a right-hander, Mike Lee. Last year worked at Fresno, won 7 and lost 19. In case Grant doesn't have it, here's Seaburn. They're going to walk him. One runner's on the first and second. And I'm going to bring up Bob Serve. Serve is a fellow who can give us any one of two extremes. He can belt the ball out of here. At the same time, he'd be a good double play man for the Indians to handle.
I say these fans are in good voice here today. You hear the reaction to this intentional pass. This is one of the reasons that baseball officials or baseball owners decided, rules committee decided to leave the intentional pass in on 4 pitches rather than just an automatic trip to the plate to the first base. It always gets some reaction.
Walker Cooper is the coach. Seaburn's on it first now. They say the intentional pass slows down the game, but that only takes 2 seconds. Here's Bob Serve with 2 on and 1 out. Serve has a single out of 3 trips. This is a good idea here.
They check signs quite often at a man on second because realize the man on second can also see those finger signs from the catcher just as well as a pitcher. And you can imagine the signs are a little more complicated. Good to go out and check occasionally and make sure someone didn't cross up.
Foul off the bat of Bob Serve. We're in the bottom of the seventh, score tied 5-all. On at second base is Lumpy. Seaburn, the runner at first. Back to two. Single ball. You can see it from here.
The ball's breaking down and also appeared to be off the plate outside. Serve up there wants to get a piece of that ball. He sees all those RBIs out in front of him there.
On to the count. Serve is the batter. Chidi will be next if they don't get the double play. Ball one. Outfield deep and straight away. The infield back looking for two. Double play ball. Out there. That's all. Serve corked one right at the shortstop. Held to Temple, to Power. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. And at the end of 7, still tied. The Indians 5 and the Athletics 5.
9,600.
Hello there. I'm Al Helfer for Papermate Fans. Do you own a Papermate? I do, and I'll tell you why. I do a lot of on-the-spot writing in my job as a sports reporter. And I need a pen I can depend on. This is it. A Papermate writes and writes. Positively won't skip over fingerprints, grease, or grime. Won't even skip over butter. Papermate is the pen that's guaranteed, unconditionally guaranteed. If your Papermate doesn't perform, we'll replace it. And only Papermate gives you a choice of skip-free refills. Choose Standard, Famous Piggyback with 2 points and 2 ink supplies, or the new Texas refill with a jumbo ink supply. So, for dependable writing, take a tip. Look for the 2 hearts on the clip. You'll find Papermate pens and Papermate refills, too, at this new display in stores everywhere.
8th inning here at Kansas City. Jack Buck and Carl Erskine. We're about to watch and see what Woody Held does here in the 8th against George Brunette. Score tied, 5-all. Ball one. Woody is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. We've got a fellow with pretty good power batting in the number 7 spot. 29 homers last year. There's ball two. Brunette had been up before. Last year was at Portland, where he won 5 and lost 13. Ball three. It's the first appearance of the year for Brunette. Awful. Well, that's no way to start the 8th inning, as far as the Athletics are concerned. Brunette came on in the 6th inning. Gave up a run, then breezed through the 7th. Now starts off the 8th by giving a free pass. Here's Bubba Phillips. Bunts foul. He has singled twice out of 3 trips. And a bunt again. The play is to first base. Whoops. Make one sure, they say, and Harry Cheedy, the catcher, called the play. You could hear him calling from up here. We're going to have a pinch hitter. Harvey Kane is coming to the plate. Phillips sacrificed. Held is down at second with 1 out. Here's the fellow who was involved in that controversial trade. Call a veto for Harvey Kane.
You see, he's got Rocky's old number down there, so they just swapped uniforms, Jack. That's what happens in this game of baseball.
Tie-breaking run on at second. They're going to walk Kane. The A's have a right-hander warming up in their bullpen, and the Indians have the right-handed batting Johnny Temple coming up, so we might see some further action here.
Good bet we'll see a runner for Keene also with a bad leg who'll be on first base.
So there's the intentional walk. Keene is on at first. He's immediately relieved by a pinch runner. Runners on at first and second. Carol Hardy is the pinch runner. Johnny Temple, the batter. And Brunette stays in. Temple has had 2 singles and a double. First and second, 1 out. They both got there with walks. We're in the 8th and tied 5-5. The A's really need the double play. Temple needs the base hit. Right back here, foul. The lights have been turned on here in Kansas City. So Mike Lee will be the 3rd Cleveland hurler of the day in the bottom of the 8th. And just missed on that one. 1-1. See the first baseman playing behind the runner, Carol Hardy at first. And there's Bubba Phillips down at second base. Or rather, Woody Held. Phillips sacrificed in the inning. Two balls and a strike. Kemble doesn't strike out very often, as we told you, and also he's a tough man to double up.
They bunch John through the middle. That's where he hits usually. Hits to right field and up through the middle. You can see the two positions, short and second there on your picture, that they're squeezed in towards second base.
Two balls and a strike to count. He held up. 3-1. 3-1 the count. Temple is looking down at the third base coach, JoJo White, who in turn was looking into the dugout for a minute to Joe Gordon holds forth. Three balls and a strike. Think he'll be swinging? Ball four. Bases loaded. One out. Temple walks. Been on base four times today. Three walks in this inning. The A's have a right-hander in the bullpen. This fellow is also very difficult to double up. Jimmy Pearsall, who can run. Bob Elliott makes no move here in the eighth inning. Bases loaded, one out, score tied, five all. Time was called momentarily while they tracked down a piece of paper. The A's really need the double play. Pearsall needs at least the fly ball. Foul. Score tied, 5-5. All the other baseball is over. And everybody else played this afternoon. Burnett could use the strikeout. There's a high pop-up. The infield fly rule applies. The batter is out. The bases will still be loaded with two men out. Second baseman makes the catch. Well, there's a big one. Pearsall really angry, as you can see. Popped out to Lumpy, and it puts it up. The Indian rookie. The right fielder, Walter Bond. There's Temple on at first base. Carol Hardy running for Keene, who batted for the pitcher, on at second, and Woody held on at third. Two men out, eighth inning. Score tied, five all, and here is Bond, who has a homer and a single out of four trips. Burnett got a real big out when he got Pearsall to pop up. No more thrilling situation in baseball than bases loaded, two out.
You're speaking of a spectator, Jack, not a pitcher.
Right. Joe Gordon comes hustling out of the dugout to claim a balk on the part of the pitcher, George Brunet. Brunet had stepped on the rubber and then stepped off. As long as he makes no other move or hadn't started his motion, well, it's not a balk, but once he starts that motion, he can't step off. One thing about it, Gordon is probably accomplishing something, even though he is going to lose the argument here, and that would be to try to upset the pitcher, Brunet.
Well, not only Gordon came up, Keene and about four other players all simultaneously came off of that bench when they thought they detected a balk.
To the second baseman. Score is Cleveland 5, Kansas City 5.
Here's Cedric Adams, syndicated columnist for the Minneapolis Star and Tribune and famous radio and TV broadcaster, checking the news. And has he got a feature story for you?
Tough beard and tender skin used to be a handicap, but brother, not anymore. Gillette has a brand new blade for me and men like me. It's the new Super Blue Blade, and super it is. It actually glides across your face. Why, you don't even know you're shaving. Yes, sir, easy does it. They tell me years of research are behind this blade, and I certainly believe that. The Super Blue Blade is made by an entirely new process to give you clean, comfortable shaves you may never have had before. But you've got to try this new blade to believe it. So take my word and give it a whirl.
Yes, give the Super Blue Blade a try. You're in for a new shaving experience. At a nearby store with the Gillette adjustable razor, $1.95. Or a dispenser of 10, 69 cents.
Bottom of the eighth now in the Athletics. We're given a life when they get out of that inning. Burnett was equal to the occasion. Here's a fellow who hit a home run his last time up, and the fans are yelling for a little more. The Kansas City catcher, Aaron Chidi. A new pitcher is on the mound for the Cleveland club. He follows their starter, Barry Lattman, and their first relief man, Mudcat Grant. It's a big fella, 6'5", Mike Lee.
Bob Grimm.
Oh, no, excuse me. The change uniforms as often happens at this time of year. A little faux-paw on our part. Can't do much about it because just didn't recognize the fella. Bob Grimm is the pitcher. Former member of the Athletics and, of course, of the Yankees, Bob Grimm.
These days, you can't even tell the players with a scorecard, Jack.
You're right. Last of the eighth, Grimm pitching to Chidi. Ball. We're in the eighth. Score tied, 5-0. Foul, out of play. So Jim Grant, who was in the game, pitched only one inning. Wasn't scored upon. Here's the 1-1. Left center. On the run is Francona. He gets it. Chidi flies to Francona. Remember, Tito was the one who dropped the fly ball back in the fifth inning. He squeezed that one. One out, and here's the Athletics third baseman. Been on base once with a walk. He's 0 for 2. Bob Johnson. Grimm gets ahead on him. It's been a busy game. 1-1. Home runs, close plays, relief pitchers, a lot of hits. Ball for the Indians, 7 for the A's. One out, nobody on, 1-1 the count. Foul out of play. $9,659 at the ball game today. Here's the 1-2. Hit down the third baseline, foul. Count remains the same. That would have been trouble had it stayed there. Walker Cooper talking to Johnson. Next Saturday afternoon, Gillette will be bringing you Big League Baseball once again, as we will be every Saturday afternoon. Carl and I will be in Los Angeles to describe for you the Giant-Dodger game. Join us, will you please? Struck him out. So Grimm retires the first two men. Ken Hamlin here homered his last time up and tied the game, his only hit. In three trips, he's the Kansas City shortstop. Grimm gets ahead here, too. Hamlin's a little fella at 5'10", 168. Two out and the base is empty. The A's have hit 5 home runs this year. And all of them have come with the bases empty. Here's the 1-1. Score tied, 5-5. Last of the eighth. Foul.
Two and two. Grimm's getting the fastball over. Getting him out with the fastball and wasting the curve, it appears.
When I first saw this fella, he was really a hard thrower. And, of course, since then, he's developed a good slider and a good curve.
Full count now.
That's a pattern of a young pitcher, Jack. They came in the, come in the leg, good strong arm, big strong back, just rear back and throw, and they learn all these other things.
Ball four. So Ken Hamlin gets a base on balls. There's the tie-breaking run, and let's see what the A's do. The pitcher is due to bat, George Brunette. No one has come out yet. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. A pinch hitter for George Brunette will bring on yet another Kansas City pitcher in the ninth inning. And the batter here is Marv Thornberry.
Number three.
Mark Thornberry, another former Yankee.
Thornberry. How about
it? Had 8 home runs for New York last year. Two out. Runner on first. Foul. Been a rather long game, 2.5 hours right now. But a lot of excitement in this 5-5 contest. Thank you. Grimm is way out in front. You see the first baseman, Power, holding Hamlin close. No balls, 2 strikes on the batter, Thornberry. 1-2. Grimm and Thornberry were teammates at one time. Here's the 1-2. Thornberry down on strikes. Grimm got 2 strikeouts in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left. And so at the end of the 8th inning, the score is Indians 5, Athletics 5. Inning of the ball game, but nothing has been settled yet in this contest. All the other baseball is over. Detroit 6, Chicago 2, Boston 8, Washington 3, Yankees 3, Baltimore 2. And in the National League, all of those ball games are over. Philadelphia defeated Cincinnati 3-2. Pittsburgh knocked off the Braves 5-4. The Giants buried the Cubs 18-2. And the Cardinals won their 3rd in a row, taking the Dodgers 9-5. A new pitcher for the Athletics. Dick Hall started. Trowbridge came on in the 1st inning. Brunette in the 6th inning. And now it's Marty Cutina. Marty Cutina. He'll be facing the big hitters on the Cleveland club. So we're in the ninth, but nothing has been settled. Still tied, 5-5. Cutina has appeared in one game, having pitched 1 inning. formerly the property to the Cardinals. Pitched only 7 innings for the A's last year. Spent most of his time at Portland, where he won 14 and lost 10. Here's Tito Francona to start it off in the ninth inning. He walked twice, and Lumpy threw him out twice from second base. Curveball, ball one. Shot foul. 1-1. It's the fourth Kansas City hurler in the ballgame. Cleveland, meanwhile, he goes 3. Cleveland started Latman, then Grant in the 7th, and Grimm in the 8th. Grimm is still in it. Foul out of play. And Francona is in the hole, 1-2. Nobody on or out, the 1-2 pitch. Base hit to left. A single for Francona to left. It's his first hit. Third time he's been on base. And there's the lead run. Stroke that nicely to the opposite field.
Well, they said by the book, that's the way you're supposed to hit a curveball. And I think folks at home on their screen could see that that pitch was a curveball. He laid it into left field for a base hit.
Now it's Russ Nixon, the catcher, who has a single out of 4 trips and has scored a run. Time called. Francona was breaking with the pitch, but time had been called. It'll be interesting to see what happens on this play. We'll keep an eye on the base runner for you. Seaburn holding him close. Popped up. Third baseman wants it. Now the shortstop, Hamlin. Nixon pops out to the shortstop. And here's the Kansas City favorite coming. Popped up. Third baseman wants it. It's foul. Now it's third. And it's foul. It's foul. He really got pulled on the ground ball. Hit that ball with one hand. So the Indians start the inning off in good fashion with a base hit by Francona. Then they got the next two. The wind is really whipping now out toward left field. TD talking to Coutinho. Runner on first, two out. Be looking forward to the ninth inning for the A's. It's due to be at the top of the order, Tuttle, Lumpy, and Bauer. Ball one. It might have been a pitch out.
Coutinho has an unusual style. He steps almost as a crossfire side armor, but his right arm comes over the top.
Ball two. Chidi's keeping a real good eye on Francona. If held here, keeps the inning going, Bubba Phillips will be the batter. 2 men out here in the top of the ninth. Ball three. In a situation like this, you oftentimes see them turn the hitter loose on a 3-0 pitch. Runner on first, two out, score tied, 5 all in the ninth, ball four. Francona goes to second. And the batter is due to be Phillips, but we're going to have a pinch hitter, I believe.
Your attention, please. Batting for the Cleveland third baseman, Phillips, is number 8, Bob Gale.
Bob Hale is going to come out and bat.
Now batting.
Phillips had gone 2 for 3 in the game. Bob Hale, an infielder, formerly with Baltimore. Left-handed batter comes out to hit. So a single and a walk has put the Athletics in trouble. Foul out of play. Two on and two out. The Indians have left quite a few stranded in the ballgame. They've left a total of 10 men on base. Curveball. Coutinho should throw him out. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two more men left. We're going into the bottom of the ninth inning. The score is still tied. Indians 5, Athletics 5. Gillette brings you Big League Baseball every Saturday.
Mr. Loffler?
Yes.
It's almost 7.
Well, thank you, Anthony. I'll be right there.
All right,
sir. But, Frank, there's nothing to worry about. I'm minding the store.
Good evening, Peter.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Puccini's, Beverly Hills.
You and Frank Sinatra have a beautiful restaurant.
Did you hear that? Anthony Booth?
Yes, sir.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Please.
Good evening, Puccini. Yes, Frank. Oh, everything is the coolest, Frank. There's nothing like a Gillette shave to look your best. And this new Gillette adjustable, well, it's the end. The swinging end.
And that's especially true with the new Gillette Super Blue Blade. This blade shaves you so keen, so smooth in any Gillette razor, you have to try it to believe it. You get the Super Blue Blade with the Gillette adjustable razor for $1.95.
Ninth inning, and that ball goes around the infield. Bob Grimm has this ball game to hang on to. It's tied 5-5. The A's looking for their second in a row for Cleveland. Cleveland trying to win their first of the year, and here's the top of the order, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. George Strickland is the third baseman now for Cleveland. There's a base hit. Makes a wide turn. A single for Tuttle. That's the first time he's been on base, and the A's fans say it couldn't have happened at a better time. Bill Tuttle, cork one through the middle. Only hit number 8 for the A's. They've been out hit 13-8, but they could win it right here. Here's Lumpy, and of course they'll be looking for the bunt. It's a good bunt. He'll be out at first. You've seen a lot of good sacrificing in the game today, Carl.
That's right. That's a fundamental that you mentioned earlier. They don't resort to as often as they used to, but you get down in the late innings and that one run makes a difference. They go back to that one-run brand of baseball. And Hank Bauer, who is already considered the mayor of Kansas City, could really be a popular guy right here.
Now the Indians have a couple of choices to make. They have first base open. They could pitch to Bauer and walk Seaborn. Or they could walk Bauer and bring in a left-hander to pitch to Seaborn. And all of those things are going to be discussed right now on the mound between Gordon, number 35, the catcher Nixon, and the pitcher Bob Grimm. Indians are 0-3 for the year and in trouble right here. And a pitch to Bauer. And a base knock will end it because this Tuttle can fly. Hank Bauer, the batter. He is 0-3. He struck out twice. Ball one. They're not going to give him anything good for first base open. Even though Seaborn is due to bat next. To repeat, Bill Tuttle, at whom you're looking now, can really run. A shot! A base hit, and here comes Tuttle, and Athletics win on a base hit by Hank Bauer, 6-5. How's that for an exciting game? Hank Bauer and Bill Tuttle pick the ninth inning to do their first bit of single, a sacrifice, and a base hit by Bauer. One run on the two hits. The Athletics chase home the winning run here in the ninth inning and win the ball game by the score of 6-5, with Grimm the losing runner and Marty Kuchina getting the win in the ball game. The final score, the Athletics 6 and the Indians 5. This program is